inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe.
This week on Garden Talk, a recipe for a do-it-yourself plant food. And with us on the line for all the details is Master Gardener Ed Byarski, as usual every Thursday morning. Good morning, Ed.
Morning, Matt.
So how can we put together this plant food for our vegetable garden? What are some of the things that we need to pull together?
Well, most of us probably have everything we need right in our garden or around our garden, around our yard. And that is the weeds, which are growing. They are taking up the nutrients from the soil that we have there. Some of those nutrients we have already provided in past year's fertilizers or even this year's fertilizer. So if we take the weeds and toss them in a bucket, as we usually do, and rather than tossing them over the fence or into the garbage or even into the compost pile, which is a good place for them, we can turn them into a liquid fertilizer that we can use to give back to the plants we want to grow.
And so how do we do this?
So take whatever we're pulling out of our garden and excuse me, take our buttercups, chickweed, lamb's quarters, and other assorted stuff that are growing. Dandelions are good too, because they really pull nutrients up from deeper in the soil. Toss them into a bucket. Fill the bucket with water. I'm talking about your classic roadkill 5-gallon bucket or other bucket. And sit them aside to ferment for a week to 2 weeks or so. This stuff's going to get brown, kind of slimy. So you want it in a place that you're not necessarily have to smell it, between the house and the walkway, but certainly back near the garden. Then once it has worked for a week or two, doesn't need to be covered, it can be open air, pour off the liquid and dilute it, because this is fairly powerful stuff. I mean, it smells pretty powerful. It is rather thick and slimy, usually. So I usually dilute it about 4-1 or 5-1, again, with some fresh water, and use that to either pour around water your existing plants, or use it as when you're transplanting, whether you're putting in cabbage, broccoli plants, tomatoes or cucumbers or zucchinis in the greenhouse or other stuff. And all of those nutrients, which were plant nutrients to begin with, are going back to the plants that we want.
And I may have missed at the beginning, but how much water do you put in the bucket to begin with when you start this tea?
Well, I'm assuming that I've got my bucket is nearly full of weeds, and then you fill the bucket to the top with water also. So it's going, and if you want to give it a little stir with a stick, every day to help it break down. But essentially, it isn't an exact recipe that there's so many pounds of weeds to so many gallons of water. And of course, we're going to get some soil with the weeds on the roots. And that's fine, too, because, again, we've got micronutrients there and microorganisms which are going to help in the breakdown process.
And some of this stuff is not normally found in the store-bought plant food, I take it?
Right. Especially for folks buying most chemical fertilizers, we have the major nutrients, nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. But unless it specifically says has micronutrients in the fertilizer, that's the advantage, one of the advantages of using organic fertilizers. Very often they are made from different plant parts, and so they have more of the other composted materials and stuff. So they have more of those trace minerals in them. So we are providing this stuff exactly what the plants are taking up. And in this case, we're reusing some of our weeds, which would otherwise be composted good or thrown in the garbage, not so good.
What about any sort of toxic effects being passed on from the weeds or any seeds from the weeds being propagated when you make this tea?
That's certainly a caution that we aren't throwing in weeds that have gone to seed. And chickweed certainly does go to seed fairly quickly. Dandelions even can. I don't know if you've ever picked dandelion heads off and tossed them aside thinking, oh, I'm going to do some good so they don't go to seed. Well, they will finish maturing their seeds right there. But if they're submerged in the water, normally they will break down. And, of course, the other, I mean, a good place to use dandelions also is making dandelion wine. But, again, that has to be fresh, open dandelions. And you ferment those to give us, that's for adult beverages, though, and that's another topic.
Yeah. And real briefly, we just have a few seconds left, but there's some Guardian events happening this week.
There are. Connected with the Jensen Olsen Arboretum wine tasting this evening, 6 to 9, at Glacier Gardens Greenhouses on Glacier Highway. And Alaska Open Gardens Public Gardens Day at the Arboretum on Saturday with garden tours and talking about all the wonderful plants growing out there.
Okay, Ed Barsky, thanks a lot for the recipe. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, tasty stuff, Matt.